哈利路亚啊！我们弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with all our brothers and sisters。
啊，很高兴在神所预定的啊灵恩会早上，我们一起聚集敬拜神。
We praise and thank God that on this appointed day of convocation, we can gather to worship God.
啊，我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's first turn to 1 Samuel。
撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
First Samuel 16 verse 7。
十六章七节。
16 verse 7。
神对撒母耳说：“不要看他外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为神不像人看人，人。”啊，是看外貌，神是看内心。这里记载，啊，撒母耳奉神的差遣到耶西的家里，要去膏大卫为王。
Samuel was sent by the Lord to Jesse's house to anoint David as king.
当撒母耳来到耶西的家里
，Samuel came to Jesse's house.
啊，看到耶西的长子以利亚，啊，身材高大。
And he saw Eliab, the oldest son of Jesse, who was tall.
啊，很有那种啊，啊，王者之风啊。
He had the air of a king.
啊，撒母耳心里就想啊，啊，神的受膏者啊，一定就是这一个了。
And Samuel believed that he must have been the one.
这个时候，神对撒母耳说啊，说不要看他的外貌和他身材高大。
But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or height."
因为我不拣选他。
For I have rejected him.
并且告诉撒母耳，神看人不像人看人一样。
The Lord does not look at the things man looks at.
人看人看外貌。
Man looks at the outward appearance.
神看人是看内心啊。
But the Lord looks at the heart.
今天我们都知道，我们所敬奉、所侍奉的这位神是看人内心的神。
We know that the Lord we worship is one who looks at our hearts.
他知道人的心怀意念是什么。
He knows the thoughts of our hearts.
他知道你的动机何在。
He knows the motivation of our hearts.
在他的面前，我们没有办法隐藏。
And we have nothing to hide from him.
我们既然是在侍奉这样的一位神啊。
Since this is the God we worship.
在敬拜如此的一位神。
And this is the kind of God we are worshiping.
那我们理当要用我们的真心真意来敬拜，来侍奉。
We ought to worship him with a sincere heart.
主耶稣在世的时候啊，曾经在啊责备当时的这个法利赛人跟文士。
In his ministry, the Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为啊，他们啊把人的教训来教导人。
These people have been teaching with the rules of men.
甚至啊废弃掉神的律法。
And in doing so, they abolished the law of God.
主耶稣曾经引啊，以赛亚先知所说的话来责备他们。
And the Lord quoted the words of Isaiah to rebuke them.
说这个百姓用嘴唇来尊敬我，心却远离我。
Saying these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人。
And they use the teachings of men to teach others.
所以敬拜我也是枉然呐。
So in vain they worship me.
拜神拜到枉然了。
Worshipping God to the point of doing so in vain.
那实在是很可怜哦。
Such are pitiful worshippers.
今天我们在拜神。
We worship God today.
今天我们在侍奉。
And we serve Him.
我们当然不想让我们的侍奉，让我们的敬虔成为枉然啊。
Of course, we will not want our worship and service to be in vain.
我们都深信保罗所教导的。
We believe what Paul has taught us.
啊，做主工不落空啊。
Our work for the Lord will not be in vain.
做主工不徒然。
Our work of the Lord will not be without reward.
但如果有朝一日我们在神的面前，主耶稣跟我们说，你得的是零分。
But suppose one day when we appear before the Lord, He tells us you have 0 points.
啊，不是连及格的六十分都没有，而是零分呢。
It's not even passing grade. We have nothing before God.
啊，枉然了。
Everything was vain.
你拜神是枉然的。
You have worshipped me in vain.
你的侍奉是枉然的。
Your service was in vain.
那我们情何以堪呢？
Then what are we going to say?
啊，我们只有哀哭切齿，在外面黑暗的地方，啊，在伤心。
We'll only be cast out with gnashing of teeth.
那怎么避免让我们的侍奉、让我们敬拜不成为枉然呢？
how can we avoid so that our service is not in vain?
我们要成为一个真拜神的人咯。
Then we must be a true worshipper.
早上小弟用真拜神的人来做相互的勉励跟学习。
So this morning, our mutual encouragement will be on the topic of being a true worshipper.
我们要以圣经当中的一段这个记载来做分析。
We will look into a passage in the scripture.
到底什么是真拜神的人？
Who is a true worshipper?
我们来看马太福音第二章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第一节。
Matthew 2 verse 1.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说二节。
2.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。三节。
3.
希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。四节。
4.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当身在何处？五节。
5.
他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。六节。
6.
犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。七节。
7.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。八节。
8.
就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到的就来报信，我也好去拜他。九节。
9.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。十节。
10.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。十一节。
11.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。十二节。
12.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。跳过来看十六节。
16.
十六节，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒里城里并市境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。这一段记载，主耶稣降生之后，在东方有几个懂得天文星象的博学之士要来耶路撒冷来朝见耶稣。
After Jesus was born, a few wise men from the east, who were familiar with astrology, came to seek Jesus to worship him.
所以他们首先就找到当时的分封王希律来询问
They first came to King Herod to ask about Jesus.
希律就赶快召集了祭司长跟文士，问他说基督要降生在哪里。
Herod immediately called together the chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Christ was to be born.
这些深懂摩西律法先知书的这些文士跟这个祭司长就把弥迦书那边的记载耶稣这个基督当降生在伯利恒这个事情禀报给希律王。
The teachers of the law and the priests who were familiar with the laws of Moses quoted from the book of Micah saying that the king was to be born in Judea.
那希律王就告诉了这些东方的博士们，要他仔细去找到找到耶稣然后回来禀报。希律也好亲自去朝拜耶稣。
Then the king commanded these wise men to go and search for Jesus, and when they have found him, to report him so he may worship him too.
那博士就遵照去寻找被神借着这个星星的带领他们就找到耶稣了。
And by the guidance of this strange star, the wise men were able to locate Jesus.
献上他们所带来的黄金、乳香、没药这些礼物。
And they presented to him gifts of gold and incense and myrrh.
这些东方的博士在梦中啊，蒙神指示说不要回去找西律王报告啊，从另外一条路回自己的本地。
But they were warned in a dream by the Lord not to return to Herod, but to go back to their country through another route.
啊，主耶稣的父母肉身的父母也蒙啊神的指示啊，要他们啊啊连夜逃往埃及啊，去躲避西律王。
And Jesus' parents were also warned by the Lord to escape to Egypt to avoid Herod.
啊，西律王看见啊博士没有来禀报啊，知道被愚弄了，所以大发雷霆。
When Herod knew that he had been fooled by the wise men, he was outraged.
将啊伯利恒城并四境所有的男孩，照他向啊这个博士所问的那个星星出现到现在的这个时间呢、啊，凡是两岁以下的男孩全部杀掉。
In accordance with the time he had learned from the wise men, he gave orders to kill all the boys under the age of 2.
我们从这段记载里面，我们来谈一谈拜神。
From this passage, let us study the topic worshiping God.
在当中，我们看到有三种人物。
We see three kinds of characters in the story.
我们看到东方的博士。
The wise men from the east.
我们看到祭司长跟民间的文士。
We see the chief priests and teachers of the law.
我们也看到这个狡猾的希律王。
And we see this cunning Herod.
我们就由这三种人物，我们来谈一谈真正拜神的人。
Based on these three kinds of characters, let's talk about a true worshiper of God.
首先，我们来谈一谈这个希律王。
Let's look at Herod first.
他代表的是口是心非啊的这种拜神的人。
He was someone a worshiper of God who offered lip service only.
希律王在当时是分封的王。
King Herod was assigned by as a king.
啊，他靠着罗马帝国的势力啊啊，他在当。在这个巴勒斯坦啊，他当王啊。
By the power of the Romans, he had been invested with the authority over the land of Judea.
他并不是犹太人。
He was not a true Jew.
啊，他们是以东人，就是以土买人。
He was an Edomite.
啊，所以啊，他不知道耶稣啊，这个基督要降生在什么地方。
He did not know where the Christ was to be born.
照这个历史学家的记载，这个希律王是一个啊疑心病很重的人啊。
According to historians, Herod was always very suspicious.
并且是个很残忍的人。
And he was very cruel.
啊，曾经怀疑他的妻子，还怀疑他的儿子想要啊这个抢夺他的王位啊。
He once suspected that his wife and his son wanted to take his throne.
啊，不惜啊啊这个杀掉自己的孩子跟妻子。
So he ruthlessly killed his wife and son.
哦，他是这么样的一个人。
That is the kind of man he was.
啊，这个是背景，给我们大家稍微知道。
This is some background information.
那他说他要去拜耶稣。
He said he wanted to worship Jesus.
哦，他这样的这个拜神的心到底是真的还是假的啊？
Was such intention false or real?
嘴巴说要拜神。
He said that he wanted to worship God.
心到底是不是真正想拜神呢？
But did his heart want to worship God?
当东方的博士来找他的时候啊，
When the wise man came to him.
三节说，希律王听见了就心里不安。
Verse 3, when he heard this, he was disturbed.
他心里不安是什么意思啊？
Why was he disturbed?
他不安的又是什么呢？
And what was it that disturbed him?
因为有人要来抢他的王位咯。
This was because somebody was going to take his place.
因为利害关系，他心里不安啊。
Because of his own interests, he was disturbed.
啊，心里不安是因为他的既得利益将要丧失。
He was disturbed because he was about to lose his authority.
啊，所以希律王他拜神的动机啊，不在于真正想拜敬拜这位神。
So King Herod actually had no intention of worshiping God.
啊，是别有所求啊。
He had an ulterior motive.
啊，他啊恐怕他的王位被抢夺。
He was afraid that his kingship would be taken away.
啊，他的啊信仰是建立在这种利害关系上面的。
His worship or faith was built on a profit making.
这也告诉我们，现今有很多拜神的人也是如此啊。
That is how many worshippers of God are like today.
当日啊，跟随耶稣的这些群众当中，大有这些人在。
And there were many such people among Jesus' followers.
啊，约翰福音那边记载啊，众人寻找耶稣。
According to John, the crowds were seeking Jesus.
结果主耶稣啊，对他们说啊。
And the Lord Jesus told them.
啊，你们找我啊，并不是因为看了神迹想要信神哦。
You look for me not because you want to believe in God because of the miracles.
啊，而是啊，你们因为得饼吃饱啊。
But because you have been fed.
啊，所以啊，你们来找我。
That's why you look for me.
啊，因为有厉害的关系。
Because you want something to gain.
真的啊，是不用做就有得吃咯。
You can eat for free.
那当然你们就要来找我啦。
That's why you look for me.
所以当主耶稣啊，对着群众来讲到将来所要成就的属灵的啊一些事情啊。
And when Jesus began to teach the people about the things that were to be fulfilled in him.
讲到圣餐的奥秘。
When he talked about the mystery of the communion,
我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝啊。
My body is true food and my blood is true drink.
啊，喝我血吃我肉的就有永生，在末日我要将他复活。
He who eats of my body and drinks of my blood will have eternal life and will be resurrected.
群众大家都离弃耶稣了。
Then the crowd dispersed from the Lord.
他们求的是今生的好处啊。
They were seeking material benefits.
他们求的啊，所指望的啊，是要得到利益啊。
They were hoping to gain something from Jesus.
耶稣的门徒也不例外啊。
And this was true with the disciples too.
在路上彼此争大。
They were vying for position.
西比泰的儿子约翰跟雅各的母亲来求的，也是求将来在世上的好处啊。
The mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came also to ask Jesus for some material benefits.
啊，盼望耶稣基督当王的时候，他两个儿子啊，一个能够做左丞相，一个当右丞相。
She asked that when Jesus came in his kingdom, the sons would sit on his right and left.
现今有很多人，他信耶稣的动机也是如此。
And many worshippers of God today worship him with such motives.
为了得到今生的好处。
They want something to gain materially.
甚至是得到啊他事业上的好处。
They want to succeed in their career.
想说在教会来发展他事业的组织。
They hope to establish a business organization in church.
做保险做直销啊招会啊。
They sell insurance and they market.
有些啊是为了婚姻而来的。
Some come to church because of they want to seek a partner.
这都是啊，为了要得到今生的好处啊。
All these are present benefits that they want to gain.
如果我们把我们的信仰单单建立在这些事情上啊。
But if our faith is built on these things.
那你不是真正拜神的人。
Then we are not true worshippers.
神知道。
God knows.
再来这个叙利王。
Next.
他要博士们仔细去寻找啊，这个耶稣啊。
Herod asked the wise men to search for the Lord Jesus carefully.
表现得很关心。
He seemed to be very concerned.
仔细的啊，这个啊，来向博士来请问啊。
He seemed to be attentive to find out about details.
那个星到底是什么时候出现的啊
？Asking when did the star appear?
啊，借着这样来算出耶稣大概几岁。
That's how he figured out how old Jesus must be.
然后这个假惺惺的告诉啊这些博士啊，你们要仔细寻找啊，找到了赶快跟我报告，我也赶快去拜他。
He pretended saying to the wise men, "Go look for him so that I may worship him too."
他真的想去拜耶稣吗
？Was he really interested in worshiping Jesus?
他是想去杀耶稣。
He wanted to kill Jesus.
从后面他的表现我们看出来。
From his conduct later on,
他真残忍。
You see that he was very ruthless.
宁可错杀一百，不愿放过一个。
He rather kill 100 infants in order not to let anyone escape.
这样的人要拜神啊。
How can such be a worshipper of God?
这种心要来奉献给神啊。
How can such a heart be dedicated to God?
真是可怕。
It's truly dreadful.
表面要拜神，实际要杀耶稣。
A worshipper of God superficially wants to kill Jesus.
今天我们也是这样在拜神，我们自己也不知道呢。
Sometimes we may worship God in the same way, and we don't even know that.
表面上说尊主的旨意为大。
On the surface, we say, "May God's will be done."
其实是要按照自己的意思做。
But we want things done our way.
先考虑自己的事情。
We seek our own interests.
剩下的再留给神来用。
And we leave the rest to God.
时间是这样。
in terms of our time.
金钱也是这样。
In terms of our money.
多少人奉献，就是这样的态度在奉献。
Isn't that how some people were offered to God this way?
多少人的侍奉是这样子在侍奉。
Isn't this how some people worship God?
当日雅各在这个河边啊，跟神在摔跤。
That back then Jacob was wrestling with God by the river.
啊，摔赢神啊。
And he overcame.
摔赢神有什么不好啊？
What's wrong with overcoming God?
代表说他人的意思胜过神的意思啊。
It meant that his will overpowered God's will.
啊，当然不好啊。
And of course that's bad.
直到最后啊，神啊，让他瘸腿了。
And later God made him crippled.
他才知道自己原来是那么不堪一击啊。
Only then did he realize how fragile he was.
自己啊，原本所打算的都没办法成就。
All his plans failed.
他怕他要去见他的哥哥以扫。
He was afraid of his brother Esau.
啊，他怕他哥哥啊，想要杀他。
He was afraid that he may be killed.
他很聪明啊。
He was very shrewd.
啊，他把队伍啊分成几队啊。
He separated his company into several divisions.
最不喜欢的啊，这个太太跟这些孩子啊，摆第一队啊。
He sent those whom he liked least to the front.
比较喜欢的这个拉杰啊，跟自己的这个拉杰所生的小孩子摆第二队啊。
And he kept Rachel and her children in the second division.
啊，你们先过河去吧。
And he told them to cross the river first.
我在最后哈。
And said, I will be behind you.
如果这个以扫啊六亲不认动了杀机的时候啊。
If Esau started killing ruthlessly.
先被宰的就是那个我不喜欢的这个太太跟小孩了。
So the first ones to be killed would be the wife I don't really like and her children.
再来的话就是这个我比较喜欢的了。
And then it would be the other wife which I liked better.
在宰他们的时候啊，我还有时间的，我可以跑啊。
While they're being slaughtered, I still have time to flee.
这下子啊，神让你大腿瘸了，你跑都跑不掉了。
But God made him crippled, he could not even run.
你看你打算的归于什么呢?
God wanted to teach him that his plans were nothing.
所以今天我们有可能就是用这样子的心态在侍奉神。
Perhaps that is the way we worship God today.
什么都先想到自己。
We think about ourselves first.
用剩下的才要给神。
We only give God what's left over.
不要忘记当日献祭所要用的牛羊都是要没有残疾的。
Let's not forget that the offerings to God must be without blemish.
有个笑话这么说啊。
A joke goes like this.
啊，有个母亲啊，啊，向神许愿。
A mother made a vow to God.
主啊，啊，我那个大儿子他很聪明。
Saying, God, my son, older son is very smart.
求你以后啊，让他当医生。
Please make him a doctor.
啊，荣耀你的名。
So he can glorify your name.
还有主啊，我那个老二啊，比较不会念书啊。
My second son is not very smart at school.
他身体很强壮。
But he's very strong.
啊，求神啊，你让他将来成为运动家。
So Lord, please make him an athlete.
荣耀你的名。
So your name can be glorified.
主啊，那个最小的儿子啊。
Lord, my youngest son.
脑筋也不好。
Is not doing good in school.
身体也很差。
And he's very weak physically.
啊，以后啊，让你用当传道好了。
So let him be a preacher for you.
啊，荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name. 啊，
都是在求荣耀神的名哈。
She's all seeking the glory of God.
但真的是这样吗？
But is that for real?
我们有时候的侍奉。值得我们自己再去仔细的反省。
So let us examine our worship.
啊，再来，原本要拜神，却是在杀神哈。
Supposedly a worshipper of God was killing God himself.
他能够骗得了博士的。
He could fool the wise men.
但是他骗不了神呐。
But he could not fool God.
我们很多时候，我们的侍奉、我们的敬虔，在人的前面可以骗人，但是没有办法骗神。
Oftentimes, our false worship can fool others, but it cannot fool God.
就好像神叫撒母耳去膏大卫一样。
When God told Samuel to anoint David.
人看人看外表，看身材。
Man looks at the outward appearance and height.
神看人看内心哦。
But God looks at the heart.
很多事情不能眼见为凭啊。
We cannot judge a book by the cover.
创世纪三十九章所说的这个约瑟的事情。
According to Genesis chapter 39 about Joseph.
啊，约瑟的主人的太太要引诱他犯奸淫。
His mistress wanted to tempt him into sin.
约瑟心里有神。
Joseph had the Lord in his heart.
当然不肯顺从啊。
And he refused her.
如果对别人来讲，这是大好机会啊。
But to someone else, it would have been a good opportunity.
啊，是啊，吃老板的，睡老板娘的呢。
And he would be taking advantage of the master.
对这个约瑟来说，这是大罪啊。
But to Joseph, it was a great sin.
他不肯依从。
He did not concede.
老板娘抓着他的衣服，他连可怜衣服都不要，赶快就脱离了。
The mistress took hold of his clothes and he let go of the clothes and left.
这个老板娘啊，觉得我啊落花有意，你流水无情，好，我反咬你一口。
And the mistress was very embarrassed and wanted to revenge.
所以说到她的主人面前去告状了。So
she accused him before the master.
你带回来那个希伯来人要调戏我啊。The
Hebrew servant you brought me wanted to make fun of me.
约瑟啊，变成一个啊这个忘恩负义的啊这个狗奴才呀。So
Joseph at that point appeared to be a very ungrateful servant.
不懂波提华知遇之恩呐，栽培之恩呐。He
did not appreciate all the good things Potiphar has given him.
竟然脑筋还动到人家太太的身上。And
he appeared to want to make fun or take advantage of his wife.
事实上是这样吗？
But was that real? Was that true?
但是用人的想法来看，就是这样啊。Based
on our appearance, that was the case.
哪有那种啊，老板娘啊，要跟伙计啊，这个私奔的。
Which, how can a wealthy wife go after a servant?
多玛是这个伙计啊，贪得主人的家产啊，想要谋夺家产。The
reason would tell us that it is the slave who wants to go after the master's possessions.
物证也有啊，衣服啊。
And then there was the physical evidence, the clothes in her hands.
约瑟百口莫辩啊。
Joseph could not defend himself.
但实际上是这样吗？
But was that for real?
不是啊,
it was not so.
大卫也是个例子啊,
David was another example.
大卫抢人家的妻子, 抢乌利亚的妻子。
He had stolen someone else's wife.
花姐啊，珠胎暗结的时候啊，对方怀孕了。
And when he discovered that the other person's wife is pregnant,
他想到一个一石两鸟之计啊。
He thought of a way to kill two birds with one stone.
结果他就从前线把这个巴士巴的先生乌利亚紧急召回，放他荣誉假。So
he quickly called Uriah, the husband, from the front line and gave him a break.
他向一个小兵询问战场的情形。And
he inquired about the battle.
他应该去向大元帅约押问才对啊。
Why did he ask about ask from this soldier when he could have asked from the general?
放这个乌利亚荣誉假,
but he gave him a vacation.
乌利亚忠心耿耿，没有回家。
Uriah was very faithful. He stayed in the camp.
大卫心想，我这个移花接木之计不能成功了。
David saw that his plan was failing.
心里就动了杀机。
He made plans to kill him.
就写个信叫这个约押元帅把这个乌利亚调到最前线，并且紧急撤退，让他被敌人打死。
He gave orders to have Uriah sent to the very front line and the troop will withdraw so that he would be killed.
然后他再来一个照顾部署的遗孀从优抚恤把他接来当老婆。
And then based on that he could take the widow as his own.
不晓得的人还会歌颂大卫啊，我们的王真仁慈啊，真慈爱啊。
And those who did not know the truth would surely praise David saying how compassionate he was.
连这个小兵 他的这个遗孀啊，都把他接纳成为自己的太太啊。That
he would bend so low to take the widow of an unknown soldier to be his wife.
实际上是这样吗？
But was that the truth?
实际上他是杀人夫夺人妻的大罪啊。He
was a murderer of a person and stealing someone else's wife.
人不知道，神知道。People
did not know, but God knew.
所以今天呢，我们在侍奉神。In
our worship of God,
我们要知道啊，我们能骗人，不能骗神啊。We
must know that we can fool God, fool man, but not God.
犹大是用什么暗号卖主耶稣的？How
did Judas betray Jesus?
用亲嘴这个亲热的暗号来卖主耶稣的。He
used kissing as a sign.
我们今天有没有用这样子的方式在卖主耶稣啊？Do
we also betray the Lord in the same way?
我们不要成为道理。 放一边耶稣挂嘴边的信徒啊。Let's
not be a worshipper with lip service only.
再来，这个民间的文士跟祭司长他们的表现。
Next, look at the chief priests and the teachers.
那我们看出啊, 他们是啊, 有口无心的信仰的代表。
These people were also paying lip service.
从第五节到第六节, 当叙利王问他说, 基督当生在何处?
In verses 5 and 6, when they were asked about the birthplace of Christ,
这种问题对他们来讲, 真是简单啊。
It was a very simple question for them.
他们啊, 就是靠, 啊, 教导圣经, 生活的啊,
they earned a living by teaching the scriptures.
他圣经啊, 倒背如流,
so they could recite every verse.
马上说, 啊, 弥迦书的五章二节, 那边说啊, 是在, 啊, 伯利恒啊,
they quoted Micah out of the top of the head saying Bethlehem.
他们很熟悉圣经,
they were well versed.
但可惜啊, 我们没有看他, 看到这些祭司长跟 民间的文士有去拜耶稣啊,
but did the chief priests and the teachers of the law worship Jesus?
也就是说知道是一回事啊, 啊, 做不做又是一回事咯,
they knew what was right, but they didn't do it.
没有行为,
they had no action.
这种没有行为的信仰是什么样的信仰?
What kind of faith is one without action?
我们来看雅各书第二章,
let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书二章的十四节,
James 2 verse 14.
十四节, 我的弟兄们, 若有人说自己有信心, 却没有行为, 有什么益处呢? 这个信心能救他吗? 十五节,
15,
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体, 又缺了日用的饮食, 十六节,
16,
你们中间有人对他们说, 平平安安的去吧, 愿你们, 啊, 穿得暖, 吃得饱, 却不给他们身体所需用的, 这有什么益处呢? 十七节,
17,
这样信心若没有行为, 就是死的, 十八节,
18,
必有人说, 你有信心, 我有行为, 你将你没有行为的信心指给我看, 我便借着我的行为, 将我的信心指给你看, 19节,
19,
你信神只有一位, 你信得不错, 鬼魔也信, 却是战惊, 20节,
20,
虚浮的人啊, 你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗? 这里跟我们讲到信心跟行为是搭配的,
this talks about the accompaniment of faith and deeds.
信心跟信仰, 啊, 这个行为跟信仰也是搭配的啦,
faith,
行为跟信仰,
and deeds and faith are also collaborating,
也是搭配的啦,
they work together.
啊, 你说你爱主,
suppose you say you love the Lord,
你没有行动,
but you have no action.
啊, 我还要问你说, 你的爱在哪, 你拿给我看,
and I ask you, where is your love?
啊, 我把我有行动的爱, 指给你看,
I show you my love by my actions.
有一个妈妈, 她有三个女儿啊,
a mother had three daughters.
啊, 妈妈很辛苦啊, 啊, 煮得满桌丰盛的菜肴,
she worked very hard to put meals on the table.
啊, 吃饭的时候啊, 啊, 这些女儿啊, 啊, 哥哥啊, 啊, 向她母亲啊, 表达爱意啊,
and during the meals, each of the daughters expressed their gratitude.
妈妈, 我好爱你哦, 你做的菜好好吃哦,
say, Mom, I love you so much, your food is delicious.
妈妈, 我不知道将来要怎么报答你哦,
I don't know how to repay you.
吃完饭之后啊,
after the meal,
剩下, 啊, 满桌的狼藉啊, 这些杯盘要洗啊,
all the left dishes were left over on the table.
妈妈说, 啊, 我妈妈今天很累哦, 有没有人能够帮我洗碗盘啊?
And the mother said, I'm very tired, can someone help me wash dishes?
大女儿说啊, 啊, 我明天要考试, 转后, 转身啊, 就关到, 把自己关在房间里面了,
the oldest daughter said, I have an exam tomorrow, and she shuts herself in the room.
二女儿说, 啊, 我最讨厌这个油腻腻的啦, 我不要了, 哎, 又跑进房间里面了,
and the second daughter said, I'm scared of the grease and the oil, and so she ran home, ran to the room.
所以就只有这个三女儿默默地把这些碗盘统统拿到厨房, 把它们洗干净,
but the third daughter just quietly took all the dishes to the kitchen and washed them.
我们说这三个女儿哪一个最爱她妈妈?
Which one of these daughters loved the mother the most?
哎, 当然就是那个三女儿啊,
of course, the third one.
同样的道理啊,
by the same token.
啊, 神要我们那个信仰要有行为,
God wants our faith to be accompanied by action.
没有行为的信仰就好像人没有灵魂一样,
faith without deeds is like a body without soul.
没有灵魂的人就是死人啊,
a person without soul is dead.
我们当然不希望我们的信仰, 我们拜神啊, 成为 枉然,
and of course, we don't want our faith to be in vain.
所以我们不要, 啊, 像这个祭司, 跟这个民间的文士一样。
So let us not be like the chief priests and the teachers of the law.
懂很多，就是什么都不做。
Know a lot, but without any action.
当日主耶稣在责备那些法利赛人，就是这样子。
That's why Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and scribes.
我们来看马太福音的23章。
Let's read Matthew 23.
23章第二节。
23:2。
第二节说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上三节
Three.
凡他们所吩咐你们的你们都要遵守谨守遵行但不要效法他们的行为因为他们能说不能行第四节
Four.
他们把难当的重担捆起来搁在人的肩上但自己一个指头也不肯动这里啊跟我们讲主耶稣当日责备当时的那些法利赛人
Jesus rebuked the Pharisees
那些法利赛人啊懂很多
They knew a lot
但是啊他们啊没有行为啦
But they had no action
能说不能行啦
They could talk but they could not do
都叫别人做自己一个手指头都不肯动
They commanded others to do things but they would not lift a finger
那是被主耶稣所责备的
They were rebuked by the Lord
所以我们也不要让我们的信仰成为这样子有口无心事的信仰
We should not let our faith become a faith without deeds
那我们要效法的是怎么样的信仰呢
What kind of faith must we imitate
要建立的是怎么样的信仰
What kind of faith must we build
要像这些东方博士的信仰
We must learn from the wise men of the east
他们代表着是真正拜神的人啊
They represent true worshippers of God
首先这些东方的博士们他们远从东方而来
First of all, they traveled all the way from the east.
他们不远千里啊。
They did not, were not, obstructed by the distance.
不像我们现在有轿车可以开哦。
Unlike today, they did not have cars back then.
有这个freeway, superhighway 可以跑啊。
They did not have freeways or superhighways.
他们当时是要走路，是要骑骆驼的。
They had to either walk or ride the camel.
要走旷野路，走沙漠路啊。
They have to go through the wilderness and the desert.
他们不远千里要来，为的是要来朝拜耶稣。
They travel such a great distance in order to see Jesus.
我们今天我们的聚会，我们的精神，我看也是差他们很多咯。
I believe the attitude with which we worship God is very far from these wise men.
住在教会附近的往往是那个最后到的了
Usually those who live closest to church are the late comers
住的比较远反而是可以早一点到
And those who live far from church tend to be early to arrive
陈恒道长老他的岳母是在罗以前是在罗东教会
Elder Chan's mother-in-law used to live in 罗东
他住的地方离罗东教会开车子要40分钟
and she would have to drive 40 minutes to arrive at 罗东 church
当时他们信主的时候
when they believe in the Lord
他先生还没有信
her husband was still not a believer
先生会阻止他到教会
her husband would stop her from going to church
那这个陈长老的岳母他就把圣经赞美诗从后面的窗户丢到院子里面
She would first throw out the Bible and the hymn book to the backyard.
她拿起喂鸡的那个篮子从前面出去假装要去喂鸡
And she would take a basket, pretending that she was going to feed the chickens.
绕到后面圣经赞美诗一抱就往教会走了。
She went to the backyard, quickly snatched the Bible and hymn book and rushed to church.
安息日用走的走到教会要走三四个钟头
She had to walk 3 to 4 hours every Sabbath.
陈长老的岳母是早期的妇女有绑小脚的嘞。
And back in those days, the Chinese women had to bind their feet.
为了要快点到教会所以她冒着危险走那个载运那个甘蔗的那个小火车的铁路走那个铁路
But in order to take a shortcut to reach church early, she had to go on the railroad.
要过这个铁桥。
And she had to cross a bridge.
下面是溪
And below the bridge was a creek.
害怕，不敢走。
She was very afraid of the height.
学狗爬，用爬得过去
So she would crawl with all her limbs across.
这样到教会去参加聚会
That's how she would attend service.
聚会回来又爬回来啊,
and after service, she would crawl through back home.
回到家里也没有走后门,从正门进来了。
And when she came back, she would not go from the back door, but the front door.
我已经听到道理了。
I've heard the sermon.
打就让你打吧。
Just beat me up if you want to.
是这样的聚会精神啊。
That's the way she worshiped God.
我们如果现在要跟早期的信徒这种精神来比，差多了。
We are very far from those early believers.
希望我们都能够效法。
These are things we can imitate.
像这些东方的博士们不远千里而来。
The wise men came all the way to worship Jesus.
再来，这些东方的博士们，他们朝见神，也是顺服神的带领。
Not only so, these worshippers of God went by God's guidance.
神用各种方式来带领他们。
God guided them in many ways.
在东方他们看到星星。
They first saw the star in the east.
他们是这个研究星象的人呐。
They were astrologers.
他们知道不平常，所以他们就顺着这个星星的带领而来。
They knew that the star was special, so they followed the star.
借由希律王。
And met the Herod.
借由这些祭司长跟文士。
And they met the chief priests and teachers of the law.
然后这颗星星又再度出现。
And eventually they saw the star again.
把它带到耶稣他们所 居住的这个房子。
And they finally arrived at where Jesus was.
他们一路顺服带领。
Every step was guided by God.
今天啊, 我们来拜神也是要这样子。
That's how we should worship God today.
要顺服,
we must submit.
顺服才能侍奉,
we must submit in order to worship.
教会安排我们什么, 我们都要顺服,
we must submit to the arrangements and schedules of the church.
那曾经啊, 有人啊, 在侍奉的时候啊, 他会挑工作。
Some people like to pick the jobs they want.
有一个啊, 妈妈跟他的小孩讲啊,
a mother told his or her child,
教会要排你工作, 可以啊。
It's good that the church assigns you to duties.
但是啊, 你只要做领诗跟翻译就好,
but just choose interpretation and leading hymns.
为什么呢?
Why?
大家才看得到啊,
so that everybody can see you.
才知道你有在做啊,
everybody knows that you're working.
将来要为你介绍姐妹的时候啊,人家说,哦,那个弟兄我在做圣工。
Then one day it will be easy for me to introduce a sister to you because everybody knows you.
如果你都是当那个炊事的啦,扫厕所的啦, but, 谁知道你做啊?
But you always, if you always stay in the kitchen or the clean the bathroom, who would know about you?
神知道啊, 怎么谁知道呢?
But of course, God knows.
所以啊, 我们要效法东方的博士,
we must learn from the wise men.
敬拜神,
worship God.
服侍神,
serve God.
顺服,
and submit to God.
顺服永远是服侍敬拜的第一步。
Submission is always the first step to worshiping and serving God.
再来, next. 要拜对对象,
we need to worship the true God.
东方的博士来到, 耶稣他们在的住的这个房子, 进到房子里面, 看到小孩子, 就拜耶稣啊。
When the wise men found the house, they entered the house, saw the infant, and worshiped Jesus.
在这个11节啊, 没有说拜玛利亚,
in verse 11, we did not read about them worshiping Mary.
是拜主耶稣啊。
They worshiped Jesus.
要拜对人, 信仰的对象要对。
So we must know whom we are worshiping.
今天啊, 我们来到教会来敬拜神。
We come to church to worship God.
要拜到神耶。
We must worship God alone.
信仰要建在耶稣的身上啊。
Our faith must be built on Jesus alone.
不要拜错了。
Don't worship the wrong person.
拜人啊。
And worship other people.
很多人不来教会的原因啊。
Many people stop coming to church.
那个谁也怎么样。
They say, such and such person did this.
那个某某人啊, 讲了我什么, 我很不高兴, 我就不去了。
Such and such person passed around gossips around about me.
这样哪有拜到神啊?
Then how can we be true worshippers of God?
有一个教会啊,
there's a church.
有一个执事,
in which there's a deacon.
他在, 聚完会之后跟弟兄姐妹一起泡茶。
After the service, he drank tea with the members.
这个执事心血来潮啊, 把桌上的一包饼干拿起来, 一块一块分给大家来分享。
And the deacon was in a good mood, so he passed around the cookies on the table.
很不巧的啦, 最后一个信徒啊, 还没有分到就没有饼干。
Unfortunately, the cookies ran out before it reached the last member.
想说一块饼干, 没有啊, 你看谁, 你没有, 已经没有了。
So he just said to the last member, well, I'm sorry, we ran out of cookies.
他想说一块饼干而已嘛,
he didn't think much of it because it was just a cookie.
结果那信徒不来教会了。
And then that believer stopped coming to church.
传道去访问说, 你怎么不来呢? 好久都没看到你。
The preacher visited him and said, how come you haven't been to church for so long?
说那个执事啊, 在众人面前羞辱我。
And he said, that deacon ridiculed me in front of everybody.
故意啊, 分饼干啊, 然后分到我说没有了。
He intentionally passed out the cookies and left me out.
为了一块饼干跌倒。
He stumbled because of a cookie.
实在是真可惜啊。
What, how unfortunate.
我们今天拜神啊, 千万不要这样子啊。
We should not worship God this way.
圣经说啊, 神是真实的, 人都是虚假的。
The Bible says, let God be true and everyone false.
教会啊, 不是圣人俱乐部啊。
The church is not a club of the saints.
我们是称义, 但是还没有成圣呢。
We are justified, but we are still being sanctified.
教会如果完全, 信徒如果完全啊, 主耶稣来了啦。
If the church is already perfect, then Jesus would have been here already.
那你就糟糕了。
Then you would be in trouble.
你还没有完全呢。
Because you are not perfect.
教会不完全。
The church is not perfect.
主耶稣啊, 要我们彼此担当, 互相包容。
Our Lord wants us to bear with one another and take one another's burdens.
希望我们都能够啊, 只见耶稣一人啊。
So let all of us see Jesus only.
相人为主。
Do everything for the Lord.
相人为的教会。
For the church.
所以啊, 我们要拜对对象。
So we must worship the right object, the right God.
信仰要建立在耶稣的身上啊。
We must build our faith on Jesus.
再来我们看到这东方的博士, 他来, 他没有跟耶稣求什么。
The wise men did not make any requests.
他反倒奉献了他们的礼物。
They offered their gifts.
把黄金乳香没药奉献给主。
Including gold, incense, and myrrh.
他不求自己的利益。
They did not seek their own interests.
他只有奉献。
They only offer what they had.
今天啊, 不是说耶稣缺少什么了。
Jesus does not need anything from us.
他要的啊, 不是我们所奉献这些物质的东西。
He does not need our offerings.
他要的是我们的心。
He wants to see our hearts.
我们那个尽心尽力尽意尽性爱主你的神这个尽字啊这个心啊。
He wants to see that we worship God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength.
保罗向哥林多教会发怒的原因啊。
Why was Paul outraged at the Corinthians?
也是怕说哥林多教会啊，会失去了啊，向神、向耶稣基督那个纯一的心呐。
It was because he was afraid that the believers would lose their sense of purity towards Christ.
所以啊，献心很重要。
So it's very important to offer a pure heart.
在这个罗马书的12章第一节啊。
Romans 12 verse 1 teaches us.
来看罗马书12章。
Let's read Romans 12.
12章第一节
Verse 1
所以弟兄们 我以神的慈悲劝你们 将身体献上当作活祭 是圣洁的 是神所喜悦的 你们如此侍奉 乃是理所当然的 这里跟我们讲
According to this verse
要先将自己献上
Offer our bodies
才谈到侍奉
Only then can we worship
先谈奉献 再谈侍奉
We offer first before we worship.
奉献永远是侍奉的前提啦。
Offering comes before worship.
所以这些东方的博士们就是这样。
That's the case with the wise men.
他们的侍奉是建立在奉献上面的。
Their worship was built on offerings.
有个故事说啊。
Story goes.
有一个小朋友。
A young kid.
他每次来参加宗教教育的聚会的时候, 会后会奉献。
Would always offer some money after the RE class.
小孩子不会赚钱，当然这个奉献的钱是妈妈给他的啦。
And he cannot earn money. Of course, the money comes from the mother.
每次给他一块钱。
The mother would give him a dollar every time.
拿来教会奉献。
So that he can offer it to church.
如果他那个礼拜表现很好，他妈妈会再给他另外一块钱呢。
And if he performs well that week, the mother would give him an extra dollar.
作为奖赏。
To reward him.
有一次啊, 他妈妈给他2块钱。
Once he received $2 from the mother.
两张一块钱的这个纸钞，一张是新的，一张是旧的烂烂的。And
these were $2 bills. One was a new bill, and the other was torn and old.
这个宗教教育结束啊，要奉献了。After
the class, he was about to offer.
他没有考虑啊。 把那张啊烂烂的就奉献给主耶稣了。
Without any thought, he just put in the torn bill.
但是啊，心里一直觉得很不安呢。
But he felt pretty bad afterwards.
好像主耶稣在问他。
he felt as if Jesus was asking him,
你怎么把这张给我呢?
Why did you go, give me the old bill?
他心里也挣扎。
So he struggled within him.
一样啊，那一张也可以买啊。
It's the same worth.
也是一块钱啊。
Because it's also a dollar.
主耶稣好像又跟他说啊。
But Jesus seemed to be saying to him,
没有错啊，但是你为什么不把新的那一张给我呢?
If that's the case, why didn't you give me the new bill?
心里很挣扎。
So he struggled.
一直觉得很愧对神。
He felt bad.
后来他把自己的那另外那一张一块钱也奉献。
So later he decided to offer his new bill, dollar bill too.
他跟主说啊。
Then he said to the Lord,
主啊，我全部给你了。
Lord, I have given you everything.
我爱你。
I love you.
我没有保留。
I have reserved nothing.
连我的也给你。
I've even given you my portion.
这样子的侍奉的态度，直到他长大还是如此。
And that's how he maintained his attitude of worship.
他成为教会重用的工人。
He became an important worker in the church.
所以神要的是什么呢?
What does the Lord require of us?
神啊，要的是我们那个心啊。
He wants our hearts.
爱他的心。
The hearts that love him.
忠心。
That are faithful.
专一的心。
That are always loyal.
这样的侍奉，这样的敬拜。才是真的，才不会落空。
Only such service and worship will not be in vain.
最后，我们来看一个经节。
Let's read the final verse.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 23.
二十三节，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他。因为父要这样的人拜他二十四节
24.
神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他我们拜神要用心灵跟诚实
Let's worship God in spirit and truth
早上罗执事以洁净圣殿来作为相互的勉励
Deacon Low share with us the encouragement of cleansing our temple
里面讲到说外科医生还要开刀之前要把手刷干净、mm-hmm.
He talked about how the surgeons will have to scrub their hands before surgery.
我们侍奉神啊，不是只有手刷干净，心也要刷干净。
When we serve God, not only do we need to scrub our hands, we need to scrub our hearts.
让我想到诗篇的二十四篇那边讲，什么人能够登神的山啊？
This reminds me of Psalm 24. Who can ascend the hill of the Lord?
能够站在他的圣所啊？
Who can stand in his sanctuary?
守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false.
守洁清心的人才能侍奉神。
Those with clean hands and pure heart can serve God.
神是检查我们内心的神。
Our Lord examines our hearts.
希望我们用着心灵，用着诚实来侍奉，来敬拜这位神。
Let us worship God in sincerity and in truth.
必蒙神的悦纳。
And God will be pleased.
求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
May the Lord help us.